Back here on the game, John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling, and Mitch Fortner. We will have Rex Hudler with us this segment here to discuss Yordano Ventura, the life that was, and just what the reaction has been with those who were very close to him. Obviously, Rex Hudler in that group. We've got Jabroni of the Week at 5:50 in 10 minutes, actually. As boring as the Tennessee game sounds on Saturday, I do have something to liven that up a little bit. You'll get a chuckle out of it. We'll do that at 5:40. For now, as we wait to get Rex Hudler on the line here, I will mention, if you are at all interested in seeing what some of Yordano Ventura's funeral looked like, there's been some great coverage from the Kansas City Star. Vahe Gregorian, who's been a guest on this show before, was one of those who went to the Dominican Republic for Yordano Ventura's funeral earlier today. He had a lot of great updates on Twitter. He's also been retweeting some of the pictures from their photographer who went down from the Kansas City Star. Just heartbreaking, man, to see guys like Eric Hosmer, Mike Moustakas, Salvador Perez carrying the casket. Obviously a very difficult day, but it does, I think, humanize it even a little bit more to see the pictures, see those guys, all his teammates that are there in the Dominican Republic makes it more real. And I think that is going to be a process for a lot of people here as the season gets closer and closer. We're joined now by Rex Hudler from Fox Sports Kansas City. Greatly appreciate his time joining us. As always, Rex, I wish it was under better circumstances here, but what have the last 48 hours or so been like for you personally?
Well, John and Tyler, Happy New Year. It's always good to be with you folks and great people in Manhattan. And it's been really tough. It's a grieving time. There's no question about it. But you know, there's going to be better days ahead. We're looking forward to the Fan Fest. I think there's going to be a lot of positive closure and some moving forward with the fans and the team all at the same time. So I think, you know, if there is any silver lining with this, which really I shouldn't call it silver lining. Any positive is the fact that this happened before the Fan Fest, so that we can all come together. I know there's a private invitation only memorial for the players in front office only before on Friday before the Fan Fest starts. That's going to help. And then once the fans all get in there, I'm sure there'll be a moment of silence and we can all kind of reflect together. So I think that this, you know, we're gonna start moving forward. But yeah, I watched a lot of that. John Slater's really great with his work, and it was had been a tough job. I watched it this morning with my wife online, and it was painful and it was emotional. And you know, if you're a part of anything that these Royals have been doing the last 3 or 4 years, you know, you're gonna be, your heart's been drug in the dirt, and it's been tough.
What will you, Rex, remember the most about Yordano Ventura?
You know, obviously, if you ever have any personal connection with the guys, I have, of course, every day I see him. Of course, I'm not in the clubhouse. I always sit in the locker or in the dugout. I wait for him to come out. Because I was in the dugout, I mean, in the clubhouse for so many years that I don't, my business is not in there. So I don't want to be in there where that's their second home. So I wait for him to come out. And whenever he would come out, I always called him Pana. Now, Pana is in Spanish, buddy. Hey, buddy. Hey, Pana. And he would always look at me and put a big smile. But he was getting ready to walk out and go stretch with the guys and go, Pana. He had a big, deep voice, and he was had a big smile. He was a kid. He was just a young kid that was just green, and you know, he's always looking for a positive, and I always, being in my position, guys, I'm not a coach, so I don't have to deliver bad news to the players and say, oh, you got to do this, you can't do that. I'm a broadcaster. I'm a play-by-play guy. I like to tell them how good they are. What a great play. How'd you do that? And, you know, he'd laugh, he'd smile. I like to encourage him, and so that way the players come to me. Whenever you're complimenting them or giving them, you know, some good advice, they come to you. So I've had a good relationship with him. And Yordano, I'm going to remember his smile. I'm going to remember his tenacity, too, though, watching him between the lines. And my job is to to become a commentator, you know, an in-game, watch him in-game, and that loves his competitiveness. I love the ferociousness. I backed him. I always protected him. Knowing his background, never having a father at home growing up in a third world country, had some experiences with a few other organizations with young people like that that didn't have dads. And, you know, you have to take that right there. And, you know, we don't share that with people. But there's something missing there. So there's going to be a little bit of lack of discipline there, or there's going to be, you know, some things that he's going to be missing because he didn't have a father. And even here in America, you know, guys raised without a father, that's tough. So, you know, I appreciated watching how Ned fathered him, how Dave Island loved on him, and Ned Hutt as a patient. Every time Giordano or any of the pitchers every night pitched, I always go to Dave that night before. Well, Dave, what are we working on? And he go, Hutt, the same thing. Harness that tremendous energy for him, north and south. Keep the shoulder going towards Salvi's glove. And if he does that, Hutt, he might throw a perfect game. Dave Island told me that almost every time. His talent is really off the charts.
Hutt, if you don't mind sharing with us, how was the news broken to you initially, and what's your thought process over the course of that next hour or so as you're dealing with this?
I was in church on Sunday morning, and my really good friend Jose Moda, son of Manny Moda, great pinch hitter and Dodger great, he texted me in the morning and early and said, Hutt. And I got back to him. I said, hey, Jose, how are you? You know, I knew he'd been in the Dominican Republic delivering bicycles to kids, and that's his charity he does. And I said, hey, are you back yet? And then he goes, yes, I am. Did you hear about Ventura? And when he says it's Ventura, I texted him back and said, Giordano? And he goes, yeah, he was killed in a car wreck. And when I got that and I read that, I was thinking that, oh, no, this is not right. It's just, can't be right. So, you know, it's first disbelief, you know, and then being in church, you know, it was early, and then as I stayed for a few more hours through the services, you know, people were coming up to me and seeing me and offering their condolences, but it's affected the whole city here. Everywhere you go, people are loving on him and lifting up our team, and, you know, I just from watching in my short 5 years of being here in this city, living here now and being a part of their team, they're going to bounce back. This is a resilient bunch. And with the all-remaining championship core coming back this season for 17, they're going to bounce back in a big way. It's going to be exciting. They'll go on and they'll try to find a replacement, although they never can replace him. But I'm excited about the season coming now.
Rex Hutler talking with us from Fox Sports Kansas City. Yeah, Giordano Ventura, one of the things I've appreciated finding out about him since all this happened, and it's a shame, I guess, that it took this for me to be able to dive deeper into it and learn some of the things, but just hearing some of the stories from people about really just the personal growth of him coming from boy to man and learning the English language. I mean, how much growth did you see in him from the time that he first came up?
A lot, and being a broadcaster out there in Southern Cal for the Angels for 11 years, they had a couple of guys from the Dominican that didn't speak English very well, like Ramon Ortiz, a young pitcher out there, same, very similar. We coddled him, brought him along, did interviews with him, you know, encouraged him. Joel Goldberg, my teammate and partner on the broadcast, was wonderful with him, and he would always tell me, Hutt, we interviewed with him. I said, Joel, get him in English. Tell him to do it in English. He's going to be an American here. He's got to learn the language. You know, make him. And then when Joel would do the interview with him, it didn't matter how he did, but you know, whether he did it in English or not, broken English, I would see Giordano the next day and I would always tell him, hey, yo, way to go, man. Yo, your English was awesome. It was great. And he would smile. He would just smile. It's so fun to encourage these players, man, and to give them some love. And it made him feel good. So, you know, we all try to help him, just like the organization has Spanish teachers that help these young men from different countries, learn the language in America. It's better for them. And so Joel was great, and that was fun to encourage him. His English kept getting better and better. And I think now day two, I think I'm moving more towards the celebration of him and thinking of the good thoughts instead of the painful grieving that we've had the last couple of days.
Yeah, amen to that. Rex Hudler again with us. Before we let you go, Rex, I'll use this as something somewhat positive. It is like, 3 weeks before pitchers and catchers report to spring training? That's got to have you pretty fired up, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, when I told you I was excited about this year, I'm always excited about an upcoming season this time of year, especially. But with this happening now with this team, they'll never replace him. Like the Marlins, will never replace Jose Fernandez either for their rotation as far as the business side of it goes. Not to mention the young man and what they did off, what they meant off the field to these cities and people. But you know, baseball brings a rejuvenation, a new life, and it always has. And I'm so thankful to have been a part of it and has been my profession all these years. Everyone's in first place. Everyone has a chance. You know, when you go into spring training, you want everyone on your team believing you're going to win a World Series title. No matter what the paper says, what it looks like on paper, we are winning. Now, our paper is full of world champions right now, so we have every reason to believe that we're going to go back. Now, will Cleveland Indians be good again? Better believe it. Detroit, yep. White Sox are more rebuilt in Minnesota. We're not too worried about, but it's going to be a race. It'll be a lot of fun. But hopefully we can stay healthy. They can find another starter to go in there with them. And Yordan will be up there watching, man, and be really proud of his guys and wishing he could be out here. But you know what? For some reason, I think the good Lord wanted Jose Fernandez and Yordan Ventura in his rotation, and he took them.
Well, Rex, it's all very well said, and hearing your voice reminds me of baseball season being right around the corner, so greatly appreciate you taking some time. I know it's probably been a difficult couple of days, but looking forward to hearing you throughout the baseball season, man.
Great being with you guys, hey, and we look forward to seeing everybody at Kauffman Stadium, man. Come on out. It's going to be another championship run. I feel it coming.
Looking forward to it, Rex. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there is Rex Hudler with us here on The Game from Fox Sports Kansas City. Very good thoughts there on Yordano Ventura. Jabroni of the Week is in just over 10 minutes. When we come back, hey, Tennessee games on Saturday. It's an SEC game in the middle of the conference schedule. Seems fairly boring. I think it's a little more fun just because of Tennessee making some headlines here lately. I'll tell you about that next.